This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know. If you've ever listened to my thoughts over the years, you know I have always encouraged we the people to hold our elected representatives accountable to the citizens and taxpayers that elected them. Well, every now and then, someone else comes up with a perspective along the same line. Retiring writer for the Orlando, Florida Sentinel, Charlie Reese's last column makes the subject about as clear and understandable as it can be made. This is Charlie's article and was shared with me by my friend James Twiggs. The title is 545 versus 300 million people, and I quote, "Politicians are the only people in the world who can create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and nine Supreme Court justices equates to 545 human beings. Out of the 300 million, they are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. I excluded members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. I excluded all the special interest and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of their party. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. The president could only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who is the Speaker of the House? John Boehner. He's the leader of the majority party. He and fellow House members, not the president, can approve any budget they want to. If the president vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto if they agree to. The House has passed a budget, but the Senate has not approved a budget in over 3 years. The president's proposed budgets have gotten unanimous rejections in the Senate in that period of time. It seems inconceivable to me that a nation of 300 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted by the present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people. When you fully grasp the plain truth that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it in the red. If the Army and the Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's because they want them in Iraq and Afghanistan. If they do not receive Social Security but are on an elite retirement plan not available to we the people, it's because they want it that way. There are no insoluble government problems. Do not let these 545 shift the blame to the bureaucrats who they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject, to regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take that power. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exist disembodied mystical forces like the economy, inflation, and politics that prevent them from doing what they took an oath to do. Those 545 people and they alone are responsible. They and they alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by we the people who are their bosses. Provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees, we should vote all of them out of office and clean up their mess. End of quote. Folks, this is not a red or a blue problem, a Democratic or Republican problem. This is a we the people problem, and we had better decide to do something about it. I know this has been lengthy. Thank you for listening. This is Al Graham for the Big Wolf Z94 Department of Public Affairs, and we thought you might like to know.